Next year, aspiring college students will be subjected to an extra 30 minutes of that annual ritual of tribulation, the SATs, Scholastic Aptitude Tests. The new longer tests will include a writing section, essentially an essay. An article in the current issue of the Atlantic Monthly claims that William Shakespeare wouldn't score so well on the new SAT essay, nor Ernest Hemingway or Gertrude Stein. John Katzman wrote that article for The Atlantic, along with Andy Lutz and Eric Olson. They all work for the Princeton Review, a company that prepares students for entrance examinations. John Katzman joins us from our studios in New York. Mr. Katzman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
And you're familiar, you think, pretty much with how they score these things. And what are you convinced they're going to be looking for?
I know what they're looking for. It basically rewards length. You should write a lot. It rewards structure, and by that they mean you've organized the essay into a bunch of paragraphs. And it rewards a couple of big words in the first paragraph and as few typos as possible.
Well, would it be a foolish errand for me to point out that in George Orwell's famous rules for writing in the English language, he suggested never use a long word where a short one will do?
That would be a bad idea on this test.
Long words count for more than short words.
You bet.
I want to cite some examples here that that you feature in your own article in the Atlantic Monthly that suggest how you think some pretty well-known essay material might be scored by today's people who are reading these essays.
Okay.
Okay. First, a selection from a pretty famous speech.
For a true writer, each book should be a new beginning where he tries again for something that is beyond attainment. He should always try for something that has never been done or that others have tried and failed. Then, sometimes with great luck, he will succeed. How simple the writing of literature would be if it were only necessary to write in another way what has been well written. It is because we have had such great writers in the past that a writer is driven far out past where he can go, out to where no one can help him.
How do you think that would be scored?
Well, it's actually pretty well written. It is grammatical. It's way too short. What they're looking for is something a little bit simpler, albeit with some tough words. State your belief and then give three examples out of literature. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Hemingway hasn't done that.
This was written by Ernest Hemingway.
Yes.
I'm sure he would take the news very badly, as we all knew. He didn't handle rejection very well, did he?
Well, he didn't have to. This was his acceptance speech for the Nobel Prize.
Well, that's some revenge on the SATs, isn't it? Let me try another one, if we can. Now, I think it's safe to say a selection from an essay that captured the attention of millions around the world.
The moral code of our society is so demanding that no one can think, feel, and act in a completely moral way. For example, we're not supposed to hate anyone, yet almost everyone hates somebody at some time or other, whether he admits it to himself or not. Some people are so highly socialized that the attempt to think, feel, and act morally imposes a severe burden on them. In order to avoid feelings of guilt, they continually have to deceive themselves about their own motives and find moral explanations for feelings and actions that in reality have a non-moral origin.
Now, there's a man who uses the key phrase, for example.
He certainly does. He also uses strong vocabulary. The essay itself is long, very long, and a variety of sentence structures in it, from simple to complex. It is the perfect College Board essay, and of course, it's the Unabomber.
Theodore Kaczynski wrote this essay.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a Harvard man for you, and Shakespeare and Hemingway, in fact, didn't even go to college, did they?
The SAT is a perfect predictor of who will get into selective colleges, and it's very, very little else. And this makeover of the test that's been getting quite a bit of press is really a code of makeup. No one's really addressing the issue that this is an important part of our society, who's going to which colleges, and we've left it in the hands of people who have no style and little thoughtfulness on some of these issues.
Mr. Katzman, is there no chance that one of these, I assume hundreds of high school teachers who will be recruited to read the essays, I mean, high school teachers can be remarkable people. Is there no chance that they'll see this in a different way?
There's no chance. It's thousands of teachers, and they are trained well to look for certain things and to look away from certain things. If a teacher is grading in a non-standard way, he gets dinged.
John Katzman, who along with Andy Lutz and Eric Olson are the authors of Would Shakespeare Get into Swarthmore in the current issue of the Atlantic Monthly. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you so much.